Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
The world is yours. DJ World Premiere, the boy wonder. Peace, King.
Peace.
Are we crashing out again today?
Oh, fuck no, yo. I just checked the shit now. I was just like, oh, shit, I won. Okay.
That's cool.
I was like, okay, that's cool. But, I mean, it doesn't matter because, like, I'm already eliminated. But it was just like, all right, cool. I mean, I won. Not how I wanted to go out because I was trying to make a playoff push. But then, literally, once I think I lost to Tony like 2 weeks ago, I was just like, yeah, that was it. Because in order for me, because we know how, like, we talked about how you had your scenario to, like, try to make the playoffs. For me, basically, it was just trying to go 500 and then just see if I got lucky. So the week, like, the couple weeks back when I played Tony, when I lost against him, like, that was, like, my only shot. So I was just like, all right, cool. Like, that was it right there. Like, for me, like, what? This is our last week of our regular season, and then, you know, our playoff bracket start. So,
win and you're in.
Yep.
Win and you're in. That's all I said last week on the last week's episode. Also, I want to walk a take back that I gave last week. I said everybody had been engaged all season. And I said, except for Dan, except for the mayor. And I said that shit, because he got some players on the squad, and I explained it last week, like, he got some players on the squad that you probably should have dropped, and right as ring, because the mayor is probably our number one fan, he hit me, and he said, hey, nigga, I was engaged all season, what the fuck is you talking about?
I mean, he was.
No, he definitely was. My man Doko wasn't. My man Doko, he set his lineup this last week. I don't think he set his lineup for the past two or three.
I mean, just prepare to take that other crown.
Listen, win or you're in. So I'm going to start with the Heat Rock. I'm going to start with the Heat. And I'm going to read this shit straight off the fucking ESPN app because I couldn't have wrote it better myself.
Right.
Fingernails are overrated. Just ask catch these Kyle Shanahans. They're down to the nub after winning by the narrowest margin last week. They were able to beat the Bad News Bears by 3.04 points. With Kyren Williams to thank, contributing 23.7 motherfucking points. Fuck you, Kyren Williams.
Yeah.
And fuck you, Bucky Irvin, you fragile young man, you.
Shit.
And Isaac Garrido, I love and hate you too, bro.
Oh, man. Damn, 78 yards and 2 touchdowns? Wow.
Fingernails grow back, so hopefully catch these Kyle Shanahans won't need to feast on them again for their upcoming matchup against Kaiser Sose, evil genius. Maybe they aren't overrated. Let this be a lesson to everyone to grow longer fingernails. Good luck. I needed to do more than win to be in.
Yeah.
I needed the mayor to win also. The mayor was playing Jimmy, NWO for life. Jimmy is top dog in my division, and their matchup was looking excellent early. It looked crazy. It looked a little shaky on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It looked a little shaky on Thursday, but on Sunday, Jimmy lined up with Herbert, Kamara, David Montgomery, AJ Brown, Waddle, McBride, Chase Brown.
Yeah.
Detroit defense, Dallas kicker. He lined up with that. He had some heat. But the mayor lined up with Patty Mahomes, yep. Najee Harris, Tank Bigsby, Jay Jettis. I'm going to talk about these LSU wide receivers here shortly.
Maybe bust out the giddy in this motherfucker, son.
Christian Watson, Travis Kelce, Juwan Jennings, sleeper, San Francisco defense, and Philly's kicker. Now, the Thursday game was Detroit versus Green Bay.
Yeah.
I'm watching this game. Montgomery went off. 51 yards rushing, a touchdown, 19 points. But Montgomery has done that all season. He's been decently consistent. And I told y'all that.
I mean, him and Gibbs, bro.
Yeah, Sonic and Knuckles. And Gibbs. Yeah, Sonic and Knuckles.
And yeah. And I think, and if you really think about it, yo, the Detroit teams from the past, it was just Barry. Like, come on.
Detroit, yeah, they haven't had good running backs since Barry.
Yeah. But now you got two really good ones? What?
And you got a coach that don't care.
Yep.
You got a coach that likes to do the cute plays and can execute the cute plays, unlike Sean Payton. Fuck you, Sean Payton.
he's like a younger, muscular Andy Reid.
I'm watching the Detroit Green Bay game, division game. I did not have any faith in Watson. I don't think he had double digits like all season. But Watson put up a good effort. 4 receptions, 114 yards. Damn near got a touchdown. Like, Watson was doing the damn thing. He had a fumble early in the first quarter, second quarter, so I thought they wasn't going to give Sun the ball for the rest of the day.
Right.
But him putting up 13 points let me know that Dan had a sturdy lineup. I really think it's funny that the Saints, they started playing Keandre Miller.
I was hoping on the part we talk about this Giants Saints game.
Oh yeah.
God, was that such a fuck show? That was like the greatest shit show ever in NFL history, bro.
I've seen worse, but
we both seen worse.
I think when we've seen worse, it's been like those good AFC North defensive battles where it's just like niggas is just kicking field goals.
All game.
Like, this wasn't defense. This was just inept offense.
This was just a bunch of two teams who just really fucking sucked.
Now, Alvin Kamara put up 44 yards.
Yep.
He got about 13 points.
Hold on. Did you see your man, Superman, over here?
Oh, yeah. This is when I knew the game was over. I believe it's 2nd and 10. Derek Carr's in the pocket.
No.
Derek Carr is a white, unathletic man.
He's not Vanilla Vic. Let's just say that.
He's not Vanilla Vic. And Vanilla Vic is hurt.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying. Vanilla Vic wouldn't have gotten hurt on that play. I will say that.
Well, I called this last week when I said when Vanilla Vic got hurt, I said now Derek Carr's got to go out there and play quarterback all 3 downs.
Right.
More opportunity to fuck something up.
Yeah.
On 2nd and 10, 1st and 10, my man jumps out the pocket. He's running down the sideline. He picks up a good 8 yards,
mm-hmm.
and it's a pile of Giants in front of him.
Right.
He jumps. I've never seen an unathletic white man jump like this. He jumped as if the floor was lava.
Bro, let me tell you something. My man channeled his inner Soldier Boy and was just like, yo, I'm going Superman. Like, you! I was just like, no. You got hurt, motherfucker, doing that dumb shit. Like, oh boy.
Yeah, Derek Carr lands on his arm. Yep. He lands on his arm. He lands on his face. He's out for concussion protocol. I hope so.
Because he needs to go
out there and lose. Like, I'm trying to lose games, and Derek is trying to be a fucking professional about this.
Bruh, you know how many teams are trying to get this first pick in the draft?
I don't even want the first pick.
I do.
I just want a top five pick.
Yeah, true. I do too, but I want the first pick.
I don't want the first pick. I just want a top five pick. I know we're not going to solve our quarterback problems.
No.
We just drafted one or two this past season. So we got Hamer. We got Rattler as backups. I just want a top five pick so I can get one of those big ass Nebraska corn fed white boys for the O-line.
Oh yeah, facts. Like, you saw what the Chargers did with Harbaugh. He took that boy from Notre Dame.
Yeah, the motherfucker that's 6'7".
Yeah, big boy. He was like, yeah, look what I got you, Justin. Yeah, I got you protection.
And they figured him out pretty quick, but he's still very serviceable, except against the top-tier niggas, like a Max Crosby. Like, Max Crosby can still get to Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you got the big boy over there, Max Crosby can still get to him. He might slow him down, but he can still put some kind of pressure on him. But I just need the Saints to start working on their O-line so that we can work on introducing new running backs so that we can get a new quarterback the season after next. Like, I'm looking for the future, but I want to build. But because Derek Carr did that dumb shit.
Yeah, he really did.
We have 14 points and the backup quarterback is in and I'm thinking, oh, they're about to run the ball like crazy. Kamara's about to put up crazy points.
Which they should have done.
Keandre Miller isn't even the second running back, bro. Keandre Miller is the third string running back.
I was really feeling yourselves like that against my defense.
The second string running back is Jamal Williams. But statistically, Keandre Miller is more efficient than Jamal Williams. But we never seen Keandre Miller because Dennis Allen put Keandre Miller on the IR. And the boy wasn't really hurt. He said he could have played.
Wow.
So what happens? He's sharing the backfield with Keandre Miller. I believe Kamara had like 14 rushes. Keandre Miller had 11.
Okay.
And he got a touchdown. He dragged like five New York Giants with him to the end zone.
Oh, shit.
He looked like Derrick Henry out there, but
there you go.
Just a Lunchables-sized version.
Did you hear about this nigga? Did you hear about Derrick Henry?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get into it on the bye week.
My God. That is so motherfucking sacrilegious, bro.
So, Kamara had to split his downs, so that's why he only put up 12.9 points in a 11-14 game. 11-14. Nobody was worried about offense. It was just hurry up. Let's get this game over because we got the lead and let's get the fuck out of Dodge. AJ Brown pissed off that he not getting the ball. You fucking right. 4 catches for 43 yards.
Bro, he was pissy about that shit today, bro.
He should have been mad at himself.
He was pissy.
He should have been mad at himself. He was only targeted 4 times, so he caught it every time he was targeted. That's good. That's what you want from your wide receiver.
Okay, hold on. Question. So then who's worse about talking shit about not getting the ball? AJ Brown or Deebo Samuel?
Deebo. Because Deebo leads the league in drops.
I'm glad that you said that. I was just like, hold on. Let me see if my homie knows. Let me see if my brother knows, yo. Like, yo, Debo or AJ. Like, yeah, Debo leads the team in drops. So what? Yeah, you're going to bitch about not getting the fucking ball. Well, yeah, there it is right there. You see your name right there? Yeah.
But AJ Brown's got to understand that it was a game. I think it was his first game back this season where Jalen Hurts threw for like 130 yards. He had 110 of them. He was the only nigga targeted that day.
Right.
I think that was the game against Cleveland where he had 116 yards. He caught 6 out of 9 targets. Mm. He had 116 yards and a touchdown. And nobody else caught the ball that day. It was just him and Jalen Hurts playing catch out there. I think Devontae Smith was still hurt from the concussion that he got against the Saints game.
Wait, is he back on the field or what?
Yeah, Devontae Smith is back. He did good. He did a whole lot of catching on Sunday, and that's AJ's problem. But AJ was beefing. He put up 8 points. Jalen Waddle. I had Jalen Waddle on my roster this season. I dropped Jalen Waddle when Tua went down, and Waddle didn't put up no points for like 2 weeks. I dropped him. Jimmy picks him up and uses Waddle against me. Waddle put up 20 points, 9 receptions, 99 yards. He also had a 2-point conversion. So he put up crazy points. McBride, 7 catches, 70 yards, no touchdowns. Once again, McBride. Hey, free McBride, bro.
Yo, he's a baller, yo.
Free my nigga till it's backwards. The new Jason Witten. No, he's Jason Witten with wheels.
Seriously.
He's the fucking white Tony Gonzalez. But he just don't get touchdowns.
Okay, hold on. You gotta bring in that kid, Brock Bowers, even though he's a rookie, but he's doing the Raiders such fucking justice right now. Being like their only fucking go-to target to go to. And he's still putting up these kinds of numbers as a tight end? Come on.
No, I love Brock Bowers. I think he's 1A. I think Trey is 1B. I think if Trey had a better quarterback, he would be who Brock Bowers is.
And you already know the rumblings and what's going on with your boy, you know, the Sanders and all them shit.
Yeah, go to Las Vegas. Get that money.
Shit, fuck that. My Giants get the number one pick. I want Shador. I'm saying that right now.
Monday Night Football, Chase Brown.
God damn it. No, we're taking Shador.
Listen, y'all don't draft black quarterbacks. I don't know how true that is.
Well, we had Tyrod, god damn it. But I mean,
y'all could have drafted a black quarterback and y'all drafted Daniel Jones.
We could have drafted Josh Allen and we drafted Daniel Jones. We could have drafted Josh Allen and we drafted Daniel Jones.
Don't ever say that shit out loud again. That's crazy.
No, I am going to because that's our past previous general manager's fault for falling in love with a stupid pure pocket passing quarterback instead of a fucking Josh Allen. So yes, I will say that. Go ahead.
Trash. Monday Night Football, Chase Brown put up 24 points for the Bengals. Mm-hmm. Somebody said last night, they was telling me, they was like, yo, the Bengals get a run game, they'll be dangerous. The Bengals don't need a run game. They have Chase Brown. Chase Brown is the running back that they need.
Yeah.
He is a smaller, shiftier version of Joe Mixon.
He can catch out the flat now.
He can catch out the flat. He runs straight up the gut. Now, he's a smaller guy, but he's fast and shifty. I don't know if he's going to be good for the entire season. Mm. I think next year is going to prove that. But this year, he's doing a bang-up job, and he's very serviceable. Now, the final score is 126, NWO for life, 137, DeMayer. Now, he had Mahomes, 14 points, 210 yards, and a touchdown. Mm-hmm. 11 points for Najee Harris, 13 from Tank Bigsby, which was crazy. I wasn't expecting that many points from Tank just because the quarterback's hurt. So, if you got Matt.
Yeah, but what is Etienne doing? Like, come on.
ETN, he's sharing the backfield with ETN, but he's getting more snaps. He's getting more snaps. And, I mean, 55 rushing yards, a touchdown, 7 receiving yards with 1 catch. Like, he was serviceable.
Okay, so you think that game was better than Saints Giants?
No. No. That wasn't as bad as Saints Giants. Now let me take that back. That wasn't as bad as Saints Giants. Because when Tennessee is playing, you know what the fuck you're getting with Will Levis. You know what the fuck you're getting. And that's a division game. So that low scoring game is acceptable because they're division rivals.
Bruh. From resources that I know, he's married to a chick that was on like a season of like The Bachelor or whatever.
Who? Will Levis?
Yeah. Yeah. Through trusted resources that I know out here back home.
This nigga said trusted resources. You hear my son talking today?
I got trusted resources. Very trusted resources is that, oh my God, he's dating a chick from The Bachelor. She was on the season of The Bachelor. She was like one of the top 3. Repeat this shit. I know the homie who smashed her and her sister. And that's how I'm going to end it. Let's continue.
That's wild. So Justin Jefferson, LSU wide receiver Justin Jefferson, put up 32 points. Which is really what catapulted the mayor into the winning column.
Come on, Chet.
Seven receptions, 132 yards, 2 touchdowns. You don't get much better than that. Sam Darnold was blessed with weapons, and he's taking advantage. And not only did Justin Jefferson put up crazy yards. Oof. Let me tell you about Addison. Jordan Addison.
What?
8 receptions.
1A, 1B over here. Go ahead, yo.
133 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
40 points sitting on somebody's bench. Shout out to California.
Shit!
But we gonna get into that.
Whoa, I gotta look at that right now. I have to look. Oh my fucking God.
On top of what Justin Jefferson did, Juwan Jennings.
Oh man.
The newly reliable wide receiver for the 49ers. He put up 7 receptions, 90 yards.
Oh my God.
2 touchdowns for 28 points. So the whole day I'm driving and I'm watching the scores. Mm-hmm. And I see the mayor's up, and the mayor texts me. He said, look, nigga. And I'm back. I needed him to win, because if he puts a loss in Jimmy's column and I win, then me and Jimmy got the same record.
Okay.
And I got a chance to win the division. Win and you're in. That's all I needed to do.
Look at you with 2 weeks in a row had a chance to make the fucking playoffs.
And I squandered it in the second week. That's how it happened.
But, oh, man.
The most disappointing game for the week. And this game was disappointing because Doko didn't set his lineup. And as a result of him not setting his lineup, Tony texted me.
Yeah.
Tony texted me. Because me and Tony are battling.
Yeah.
And Tony knows that if Boo Wop wins and he loses, that Boo Wop's going to win the division. He doesn't even care about.
Whoa, hold on.
Because Tony's in the playoffs no matter what. But if Boo Wop wins and Tony loses, then Boo Wop gets the number one seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, Tony's got the number one seed.
Tony got the number one seed because he beat me, but he sent me a screenshot of this score between Boo Wop and Doko.
Right.
Doko got Lamar Jackson starting, who's on the bye week. He's got Justin Tucker.
Come on, you
can't. He's got Justin Tucker starting, who's on a bye week. George Pickens, who's out. He's got George Pickens, who's out, starting, and he had crazy points on the bench. He had 2 on the bench, 23 points. Charbonnet on the bench, 38.
Oh my God, what are you?
If you give him those two players to put in place and a kicker,
he would have won that game.
He wins. And Tony gets the number one seed. He didn't even say nothing. He just said WTF, and he sent me a screenshot. And I was like, why do you care? But then I settled down and I looked at it, and I was like, I get it.
I see what you're talking about, yo.
I understand, brother. I understand.
Oh, my God.
So let's get to the matchup of the week. Me versus Tony. When you're in, I had some thoughts before setting my lineup.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
I got LaPorta, or I can start.
See, here you go. You got caught with that last week shit because you
said. I know. I started LaPorta
last week, and you fucked up by doing that by starting. Ooh,
and I'm Vanilla Vic. So this week,
the fucking ice cream truck ain't coming around no more. God damn, it's the fucking fall and winter time over here.
I don't even have another tight end because after we got done recording, I picked up ammo, nigga. I picked up ammo for the playoffs to play keep away. You know who I picked up during the off time, off the waiver wires? I picked up Garrido. Isaac Garrido, the running back for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
Because Christian McCaffrey's hurt. And their backup. So I got Garrido, the third string running back. I know he's going to put in some work. They're playing against Chicago. They're going to be in a winning script the whole game. Just run the ball, chew the clock.
I should have placed that fucking bed with Garrido.
So I don't have another tight end. I gotta play LaPorta. I picked up Jameson Williams.
That was a good pickup though, Garrido. Yeah, that's a sleeper. Yeah.
I picked up Garrido. I picked up Gus Edwards, Gus the Bus, because J.K. Dobbins is also hurt. So Gus Edwards is going to take all of the running snaps. I picked up Gus Edwards, Jameson Wilson. Westbrook Ikine, I picked him up too, and Garrido. So now
has Jaden Daniels and you don't fucking start him.
He's on a bye. I can't start him on a bye.
Well, I get that, but
I might start him this week. He's playing the Saints. I'll probably start him this week.
He's not fucking running with Jalen. He's turning into a fucking pussy.
Jalen got me 24 points. Fuck you.
He's playing like a pussy against Carolina. Get the fuck out of here.
Boy, fuck you. He got me 24 points.
Okay, but so play like a bitch.
My conundrum is who do I start at wide receiver?
Right.
I got Marvin Harrison, Darnell Mooney. Who do I start at wide receiver?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I see.
Do I start Quentin Johnston? Do I start Jameson Williams? Do I start Westbrook Akine? I don't know who to start.
Yeah.
I take everything into account. Kirk Cousins has thrown 4 interceptions in a game.
Right now, he's at 8.
Yeah, because he got 4 last week. But I don't know if I want to start Mooney because what if he doesn't get no points because Kirk is throwing interceptions? Marvin Harrison Jr., division game against Seattle. I don't know if I want to start Marvin Harrison Jr. Mm-hmm. because, number one, I hate him. But number two,
you want to hate him.
I just know what Kyler Murray does. Last time they played Seattle.
Come on, everybody knows what Kyler Murray does.
Yeah, last time they played Seattle, he only put up 7 points. I'm thinking, don't start him. Start Jameson Williams. But Jameson Williams played on Thursday. So I didn't want to put too many of my eggs in the Detroit Lions basket. Guess what? Jameson Williams puts up 13 points. I lose by 3 points. Marvin Harrison Jr. gave me 8.9 points. If I start Jameson Williams, I win. Win and win.
So,
if I start, hold on a second. Quentin Johnston,
right?
He put up 15.8 points. I win. If I start Gus Edwards instead of Bucky Irvin, who got hurt in the middle of the game, I win.
Yeah,
Bucky Irvin got hurt last week in the second quarter, and it was a hip issue.
At the Giants game?
Yeah, last week he got hurt in the middle of the game. He came back after halftime, and he put up 27 points.
Okay.
It was amazing. But this week, I'm thinking start him because he's going to get points because they're playing Las Vegas. They're going to be in a winning script for a good portion of the game. It's going to be a whole lot of running. Even if he's sharing that backfield with Roshan White, he's still going to be able to get points. But he gets hurt. He gets a back injury, and he only gave me 2.8 points. But if I start Gus Edwards instead of him, 7-point swing, I win. Jalen Hurts, 24 points. Barkley, 14 points.
I'm going to tell you something now. I had a fucking parlay that I almost fucking won, and all I needed was Saquon to score a fucking touchdown, and he didn't fucking do it. I had everybody else score a fucking touchdown that I needed.
He tried. They were at goal line, and Saquon tried, and it didn't work, so they went to the tush push.
God damn it.
And that's why Jalen got that touchdown. He got three touchdowns. Jalen got three touchdowns. He was rather pedestrian as a quarterback, only 108 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to getting touchdowns, that young man got touchdowns. And he got 60 rushing yards.
Okay, so off of a $10 bet, I could have won $515 if he would have just scored a fucking touchdown.
Well, you should have asked me. I would have told you he wasn't getting one.
So, yeah.
I'd have told you he wasn't getting one. That 124 rushing yards he got, that was a blessing by itself.
Yeah. I just needed a fucking touchdown with it.
Galindo saved me with 26 points, 78 yards rushing, two touchdowns, 50 receiving yards off of two catches. Galindo was killing it. And I sent Tony a text in the middle of all this madness, and I said, how crazy is it that the 49ers are going to be the reason why you lose this week?
Damn.
Because he's a 49ers fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I got Garendo. DeMayor got Juwan Jennings. Like, how crazy is it that the 49ers are going to send me to the playoffs? But Tony got Kyler Murray, 17 points, rather pedestrian, two interceptions, two touchdowns, 259 yards. Bijan Robinson was his savior. Kyron Williams with 20 points for Bijan.
Kyron Williams. Robinson?
No, I didn't drop Bijan. He had him.
No, I thought you had him. Or was that last
season? No, that was last season I had him where he stunk up. He was my Marvin Harrison of running backs last year.
Yeah, that is true. That's true.
But he wasn't involved. He wasn't involved because of the coach.
Yeah, got you.
But that shootout in Buffalo had Kyron Williams, Cooper Kupp running rampant on me, and that's who Tony's got. So Kyron Williams, 23 points, Cooper Kupp, 20 points, Jerry Jeudy, 17.
For some reason, what I've been hearing is that like Josh Allen's been taking a lot of heat for the last 2 1-yard plays or some shit like that. I mean, I don't fucking know. Whatever.
Yeah, Josh Allen shouldn't take the heat for it. So Josh Allen had an amazing game. He had 3 passing touchdowns and 3 rushing touchdowns.
Okay.
Under 2 minutes, goal line. They go to run the ball with Josh Allen.
Yeah, they did like a QB sneak like twice, and like they fucked up the first time, and it's just like, why would you do it a second time?
Well, they had 3 timeouts.
What?
They had 3 timeouts. Minutes
at the 1-yard line?
three timeouts. They didn't use all three of them. They just used one. But they had three.
At the 1 yard line.
Correct.
Oh my fucking God.
So at the 1 yard line, they run the ball with Josh Allen. It don't go in. The clock's chewing up. They go for it again. They use the timeout. They go for it again. They score. Shit is peace. But if you got three timeouts, less than a minute left, the Rams got to play ball. They can't just go out there and take. They can't just go out there and take three knees. The Rams got to play ball. They got to go get a first down. But if you got two timeouts, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit more than one fucking first down going to finish you when you only got two timeouts. And that's exactly what happened. Josh Allen is too good to be a quarterback. I'll say that. Josh Allen looked amazing. He threw for 342 yards.
I mean, I still take him as my quarterback, but we already talked about that.
I won't.
I will.
I won't. The boy can win, but let me tell you some funny shit about life. Anytime he throws over 300 yards, his record is 4 wins to 5 losses.
And every time he runs the ball, he doesn't get fucking concussions like Daniel Jones did. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's cool. So you got a tank. But every time he throws for 300 or more yards, I think maybe it's 400 yards.
Yeah.
Anytime he throws for a heavy amount of yards, it's a losing effort. He loses more than he wins. I don't want a quarterback that can't go throw the ball. Mahomes' record when he throws for more than 400 yards is like 14-2.
Yeah.
This nigga's record is 4-5. Well, I don't want no nigga that loses.
Had Tyreek Hill in the
morning. I don't want no nigga that loses more from throwing more when his job is to throw the fucking ball.
Yeah.
But if you had Josh Allen, which Kaiser Sose did, he still lost. Josh Allen gave you 50 points this week.
Yep.
ETN gave you 11. Devontae Adams gave him 25. Devontae Smith gave him 13. He scored 135 points. But Mike, I'm winning this all this year, put up 169. He had Jamar Chase, 45 points, 14 receptions, 177 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yo, let's not sleep on Tyrone Tracy Jr.
Yeah, Tyrone Tracy Jr., 45 yards and a touchdown. He also had 38 receiving yards and 5 catches. 19 points. Puka Nacua, 12 catches, 162 yards.
Whoa.
41 fucking points. Mike would have been dangerous in the playoffs against y'all. I want y'all to know that. Mike is eliminated from the playoffs. Mike,
but our bracket, oh yeah, he might make some fucking noise. Honestly.
If he made the playoffs, he would have hurt some of y'all's feelings because he got hitters over here. And this ain't no bye week. JSN put up 19 points on his bench. Rashad White put up 24 points on his bench. I mean, he got hitters. He's the highest scorer for the week at 169.
Yeah.
He could have scored more. That's what I'm saying.
He even had Calvin Ridley with 12, 9, 13. I mean, come on. It's he nothing. He could have
scored more. So the playoff picture is set, man. Let's get into your game. This is what fucks me up. This nigga opens up the pod. This nigga said, oh, yeah, I just opened up the app today and saw that I won. Hey, don't never say no shit like that to me again when I spend 90% of my Sunday watching the app more than I'm watching the fucking games.
Yeah, true. I am too. Trust me. I am too.
Cali played King. Cali had Baker. He had Josh Jacobs. He had Tony Pollard. Amon-Ra St. Brown. McConkey didn't play. Not sure why he didn't swap him out. Njoku, DJ Moore, Kansas City defense, no kicker.
That's where part of where he messed up.
Where he messed up was not starting Addison. If he puts Addison in McConkey's place, you lose.
Yeah. Bruh, I mean, even on my end, I had Jalen Reed with a donut, a Homer Simpson fucking donut, and I still fucking won. And, like, even yesterday, Sunday when I was watching the games, getting ready to watch the games, and I'm seeing that he's got no kicker, he's a free agent, I'm just like, yo, what? Why are you, like, Callie, why aren't you starting a kicker? Cause like,
you had the Miami Dream Team show up for your ass. You had A-Chain. You had Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, finally.
This
should have been during my 6-game losing streak. Otherwise, my record would be different.
You had George Kittle and Shakir show up for you. Everybody put up a dub. Tyreek Hill put up 28. And Aaron Jones, he put up 16 by himself with the Vikings. So you was looking good. You had a really good week. You benefited from the Rams Buffalo shootout.
Mm-hmm.
You benefited from the
Miami Jets game.
You definitely benefited from the Jets Miami game, and then you benefited from Chicago playing the 49ers.
I just can't believe Jalen Reed got me a fucking flat fucking tire. What the fuck happened in that game?
I don't think the nigga played. Oh no. He had one target, but I think he either got hurt or I don't think he finished the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got zero receptions, 0 yards. He probably went one series and probably just got hurt.
But you got a Kittle fucking a dream game from Kittle, 6 receptions, 151 yards.
Yo, Shakir, thank you, Josh Allen. Yeah. Shakir dropped me fucking 21.
So here's what the playoff picture looks like, because I didn't win, so now I'm not in. Jimmy wins the division. He wins the Eastern Division. He gets the fourth playoff spot. So the playoff bracket looks like Tony versus Jamal at the 1v4. Mm-hmm. Unlike some of y'all's leagues, the number one leader, the number one person does not get a bye. Everybody plays in the playoffs.
Yep.
Let me break down the playoff structure for the uninitiated. Round one is 2 weeks. Week 15, week 16. 2 weeks. Round two is also 2 weeks. Week 17 and week 18. Put your best foot forward each week. You can't take a risk. Well, you can take a risk if you want. I don't give a fuck.
Don't sit here and think you're leading in week one and think you're going to take the win in week two, because you will get your ass smacked. And next thing you know, somebody's coming from behind on their score and they overtake you, because it will happen unless you, again, keep your best foot forward, set your lineup, and do your analytics. Like, even Premier would say, like, seriously, like,
do everything. Everything matters from here moving forward. Everything
like,
matters.
Don't even fucking worry about us on the bottom bracket. Just go win the chip or whatever it is you're trying to do. But yeah,
do what you have to do each week to put up the most amount of points. And keep in mind, as your teams are playing, some of your teams have solidified their playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
So in a runaway game, like the one where San Francisco was playing Chicago, and it's fucking 20-something to 3,
yeah,
and San Francisco had 300 yards of offense, and Chicago had 4 yards of offense at halftime, 4 singular yards of offense at halftime,
mm-hmm,
versus 300 something. If your team has secured a playoff spot, I guarantee you that second half, you're going to start seeing second stringers. So Kittle's
who's going to be ready for us next year and shit, yo? Like, we're already looking ahead. We're giving you the preseason now during the season.
If that team has a playoff spot, George Kittle's not playing in the second half. Because why risk him getting hurt? Let's go make sure these second string niggas can step it up.
Season, man. Trust.
Exactly.
He was hurt during the season.
So just keep that in mind with your stars. Keep that in mind with your second stringers. Your Bucky Irvins, your fucking Cam Akers. He's the backup for the backup running back in Minnesota. Keep that in mind if you see those guys on the waiver wire, handcuff them and pick them up.
Hey, yo.
And also, at the end of the year, right. You start looking at them incentives.
Okay.
Hey, if Justin Jefferson gets 20 touchdowns, he gets $5 million. Justin Jefferson got 18 touchdowns. Guess what? Week 17, we're not throwing it to son if we don't have to. Hey, Derrick Henry is going to get $2 million if he gets two more touchdowns. Guess what we're doing at the goal line? We're bringing in Justice Hill.
Did he get asked for cutting his hair? No.
Hey, yeah, Derrick Henry, bro, you cut your hair on a bye week, man.
Oh,
I'm
my
sorry.
God, I can't believe you did that, bro. That is so sacrilegious.
Why is that sacrilegious?
Because, man, I don't know. That's just me. Like, I would, like, as much as I love Mons, I would never do that. I'm taking Mons to the grave. Fact.
So why'd you wait till you was 40 to start growing dreads?
Oh, I wasn't expecting this shit, but COVID said, yo, fuck you. I'm going to make you grow your shit out. I said, okay, fuck it. I said, all right, fuck it. Let me see what I can do. So I just said, fuck it. It just fucking happened. I couldn't get a fucking haircut for like 6 fucking months over here. And I'm just like, yo, I don't know what to fucking do with this shit. So I just started twisting. And then here I am. I mean, damn. I mean, what the fuck? What does he want? Like trajectory or some shit? Does he want like,
I think the nigga was just bored and he wanted something to do and he cut his dreads. He kept them so he can sew them shits back in or crochet. He can crochet them shits back into his regular hair. Like, it's not like.
Yeah, he's going to have to grow, like, a good amount of his natural hair out first.
He got braids still. It's not like he cut the dreads and went to a bald fade.
Just shortened
like,
them up?
He cut the dreads and now he got cornrows.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that ain't shit. But don't
like motherfuckers will grab your fucking hair and pull that shit. I've seen
that. Ask Troy Polamalu.
Yeah. Motherfuckers will grab that shit, pull that shit, and bring you down. And you're just like, you ain't got no choice. So I get it. But I ain't got to worry about that shit. I don't play football, so I'm good. I'm just saying, I'm good. I don't have to worry about that shit. I mean, maybe when my niece gets here. Probably.
I don't know what's going on, and maybe everybody's happy with their quarterback situation, but Bo Nix is still available. Ooh. Jared Goff is still available.
Why are we not?
Matt Stafford is still available. You hear all these prestigious white quarterback names I just named out to y'all?
I mean, bro, I got Russell Wilson, so I'm good.
I don't trust white quarterbacks. I only start black quarterbacks in my fantasy football league. There's no more black quarterbacks.
I just said I have Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I don't know if he counts. But.
And that's only because he gave me like a couple good, you know, he gave me a couple good few weeks. I was just like, yo, all right, bet, Russ.
I don't know if we rocking with something like that, but all I do know is I got nothing but love for black quarterbacks. No more black quarterback slander. No black quarterback slurs. Like, this is a pro black quarterback system over here with the Bad News Bears. It sucks. First year in this league, the league is yours. First year that I am not in the playoffs. Is this the first year you're not in the playoffs too?
Yeah, same. Cause
you ain't make it last year, brother.
Year before I did, not last year, but year before and the year before that, I was in the playoffs.
So,
like 2 out of 3. This is
the second year that King ain't been in the playoffs. This is my first year not being in the playoffs. I don't know what to do with my free time.
Oh, bro, I'm still going to compete regardless. Fuck it. I mean, I don't give a fuck if I'm in the lower brackets. Fuck it.
I mean, I'm going to compete because I'm a competitor, but
yeah, exactly.
I'm not putting in the same energy or effort.
Not even worried about, you know, the top four up there. Let them battle it out. It's all on them. Whoever wins, wins.
No, I'm worried about the top four because I got to deliver them the belt. So, yeah, I'm worried about the top four because, like, I'd like to see my belt every now and then. Tony, don't send me videos of him with my belt.
Yeah, like, see my belt.
I gotta go out the Sun crib to see the belt. Like, nah, just what? Like send me a video with you wearing the podcast merch and the belt. Like, that's what we need.
Man. True. Yeah.
Whoever but, please. You know, he's in the running for it. He got the number one spot. Like I said, he's going up against Jamal Kaiser Sosa, Evil Genius at the fourth seed. Jimmy got the 2 seed. He's going up against Boo Wop.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, and this might be home cooking. And, you know, I'm going to say this shit because Wop is on the main cast. I hope Wop wins. I hope Wop wins. He had a very, I can't wait to do the year-end recap for this shit. He had a very shaky draft. I don't even think Sun was participating in the draft.
I definitely, because I lost to him last week, and he was definitely one of the games that I needed to win, and it just didn't happen. So I was just like, okay, Wop won. That's what's up.
Yeah, he had a rocky start. I think he lost a couple joints earlier, and I was looking like, damn, I don't even know what's up with Sun in his lineup. And then now he's in the playoffs. So it's been a good season. We had a great run. If I could go back and do anything, I would just set my lineup a little bit differently. 3 or 4 weeks, like I said, because my 7-17 should definitely be a 10-4 team. At worst, a 10-4 team. To lose games by a couple points when you got those points on your bench is fucking ridiculous. To lose games because Bucky fragile ass Irvin gets hurt.
Fragile.
Or Marvin Harrison, the son of the black Cheeto mustache, is a terrible fucking human being. Well, he might not be a terrible human being.
I mean, you put too much in of a rookie of a legend, yo, in the first year.
Well, I mean, I did draft him pretty high. I think he was my second rounder.
So, Mr. I got an A on my draft class. And you ain't make the playoffs. I got an A in my draft class and I ain't make the playoffs.
Hey, yo, we're going to get into that when we do the good, bad, and the ugly for the season. We're going to get into these because that's exactly what's ugly for me. I talk so much shit about the draft class. Like, check this out. I got an A+. My only weakness is wide receiver. And it's like, God damn,
I got 3 black quarterbacks.
Yeah, because I did start off with Caleb Williams. I did. I had Caleb. I had Jalen and Jaden.
Yeah. Over here, thought she was Superman and shit. You didn't make the playoffs, my nigga. Come on, man.
Thought I was fucking super fly out this bitch. Man, life come at you fast, bro. All you had to do was win and you in.
Yep.
And instead of winning, this is what I got.
You want to see a dead body?